بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مازد والا هذا المسيح الله سبحانه وتعالى is describing us who is the sheikh. Sheikh is like a doctor. Doctor. Physical doctor, he does, when he prescribes his patients, he does not give one kind of medication to all. Sometimes give this medication, that medication, all different medication gives to everyone. That you call a doctor. Likewise, the sheikh, he prescribes for everyone different. He looks at the person, he gives him according to his temperament, whatever it may be. Second thing, you also notice that the sheikh, whatever he prescribes, it must benefit him. So you have to see also that in his company, are there a lot of people who have been benefiting, or more are not benefiting? There's one, two people benefiting, that's also not good. However, as I said, that you have to look into your life, that when you begin to sit in the company, that the bad elements that you had in you, is it coming out of you or not? For example, if you have greed in you, the greed that you had in you, after sitting in company, did it come down, or did you still have the greed? That anger that you had in you, being rebellious to everyone, sitting in company, did it change you or not? Or you still the same person? Thirdly, that person whose eyes are going around the wrong places, whether it's a cell phone, whether whatever it is it still glued up with those things? Is it still looking at those things? Or when he goes outside to in the malls, his eyes are still wandering around the wrong things? So did it bring any difference in him? Then you get also that person who had a lot of pride and arrogance. Every small thing becomes arrogant. You can't talk to him. This was his condition before he came to Majlis. But he began to attend Majlis thereafter. Did it make any difference in that life? He's no more arrogance. He's got humility in him. Or is it in the same? Or he's got a habit of talking futile talks. Because the road to Allah Ta'ala, one of the most important things is to keep away from futile talks. When you keep away from futile talks, then it will prevent you from a lot of sins. Now, have you got that in you still, or you still it has come out of it? This is what I say. Ma'asi ki tanafsik min haythu lafaal chalta rehta hai. Before you know, you commit sins openly, and you feel nothing about it. Now when you were going to commit the sin, you pick up the barrier, you don't commit the sin. Have you got that quality or not? At times your heart is very hard. The same hard heart you had. Have you got the same hard heart now to people? Before you could not see anyone, you just see anyone, you look down at them, you look completely down at them. Now do you pity people now? These qualities have come into you or not? Every time there's a dispute, you're there for the dispute. Family disputes, whatever dispute you had with the families, it is still there in your heart or not? Whatever family dispute, if you still have that family dispute in the heart, then what difference it makes? It had made no difference at all. I already know this much, that whatever others do harm to you, but in return you do good. But sitting in a company all the time, did you have this quality in you now changing? Are you changing now? Or you still remain the same person or worse? Ab jab talib sahi tasari ko lekar khara hua, Now when you've taken the road to Suluk, Stalin, a true seeker you are. You say you're a true seeker. Ab unke chizon se jo unke andar thi wo dur ho rahe hai. Have you taken the thing out of your lot? That had that bad habit, you got jealousy for that person. You got malice for this person, that person, what you had before. After joining the majlis and becoming a true seeker, it has deteriorated, it comes less in your lot. Or you're still the same person. Or you still have that, you know, the urge and desire to inclination to do wrong things. Or you still have those things. Then that means that, you know, what have you achieved? Be-raghbati, dunya ki taraf se dil mein aati ja rahi hai nahi. Be-raghbati, that inclination to the world is no more the same. Before you were so comfortable, you know, you were very perfect. I want my clothing like this. I want to have a shoe like this. I want a car like this. I want like this, might be perfect. Now to you, if you come like this, that you know what, you don't get that, you don't want to bother you. Or you still the same? This is what has been said. The dunya ki taraf se zohd be-raghbati shauq ke saath aati rahi hai. Zohd means conviction. Conviction. That love, that the love of the dunya will not remain in your heart. Love of dunya does not remain in your heart, which is the most important thing. If someone had to be very arrogant with you, how do you respond? Before you just look at that person, you want to take revenge. Now, if something happened some years ago, and it so happened to you that you still keep it in your heart, you're harboring. If you're harboring, then that means that is not right. That means it's still not right. All those things, you have to look into it. Before when you go to the house, you don't even show any smile at all. You're like a tyrant ruler coming in. Now when you enter the house, they smile at you or not. These are things which you have to look at, but before you don't even look at a child. You don't look at a child also. Now when you look at a child, do you look at a child with love or not? So, have you looked into your life to see, have I changed or not? This is the most important. I asked one friend of mine, very good friend, alhamdulillah. He's a professional person, but mashallah, very, very inclined to help him. And I asked him, what have you achieved? He said, before, I would say my wife horrible things and feel nothing about it. Today I just be very careful of this. When I go anywhere, if I see a person shabbily dressed, I should look down at him. Now I'm no more doing that. I no more. Now when anyone says to me anything, I do not look towards that person. And thirdly, he says two things I've learned also, is I do not backbite. And not, no matter what happened on that, I don't wish to backbite. And I do not have jealousy for anyone. These are the things Hazrat has tried to teach us. For example, if your wife had done something wrong to you some time ago, she caused any harm to you, you have to come up that kind of quality you have in you that you're not even sure the day after that she has done that harm to you. You don't even remind her to. Leave alone that your actions do not show too. Why do you sound so quiet today? For what you are so quiet? Because you know, why are you so quiet? Now that is running in your mind that my wife did this to me, no matter how bad things did to me, it runs in your mind. You're accommodating it. That means it's still in your heart. So when the wife comes in front of you, you give her a cold shoulder. You don't speak to her. She said, why are you not speaking to me? No, nothing wrong. But they not realize the harm it caused. I'll give you an incident. Hazrat, on a Friday majlis, I was sitting there in Jalalabad, and this person's wife she committed a crime. And she came and told Hazrat, and she committed this crime. Hazrat was so great, alhamdulillah, you know, she had a crime, she regretted the crimes. Hazrat told her this much, remember, do not talk to your husband about it and make tawbah. And the subject is closed. However, that person was also present in her majlis. And it so happened that Hazrat gave this incident. But I'm going to give it to you now. One person, he dreamt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, a certain person in the Jannati. Servant Jannati. Now he was very curious that if this person in Jannati, let me go and see where he is. I want to see what it is. So he went and looked and found this person and asked him that, you know what? I've seen this dream that Rasulullah said, you're in Jannati. What are you doing? He told him, look, I'll tell you on condition that you do not say anyone this. You have to take an oath, he said. He says, I got married to a woman. When I got married to a woman, and the first night when I went near her, she began to cry. She asked her why. She said, I'm pregnant. She said, I'm pregnant. Now listen to this thing. Why did Hazrat give us this incident? Can this incident be a serious one for a husband to ever take it? To show us the tolerance that person had. However, she gave birth. He could not go near for the next 9 months or whatever it is. Let's all now think what the person will be going through every day of his life. If you and I were there, Jazakallah, you go your way, I go my way. He never said a word to her. He kept quiet. She gave birth to the child. In those days, in that time, an illegitimate child would be taken to the masjid in the early part of the morning and left there. Someone would pick up the child and go away. That was a habit. However, it so happened that he left the child there and he read namaz. No one took the child. He had to take the child. He took the child. Listen to me very carefully. Why did my husband give us this incident? This incident is a very serious case for any person to go through. No one of us have gone through that case. And when I'll come to that point. However, he picked up the child and took it back home. But never in his life, he stayed with his wife, he showed any kind of remorse in his heart for what you have done to me. What you have done to me. That child is growing up in front of him. This is not my child. But he never said a word to her. He was always smiling. However, alhamdulillah, he says, when the day I pass away, you can talk about it, not before that. So, what I'm trying to get at, that just imagine this, the mistake that she made, the crime, the thing that he could have left in his heart of any bad. But he never said a word to her. He may suffer and never remind her of it. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the dream says, now look at our lives, that sometimes a wife makes them, not that kind of mistake too. No, not that kind of mistake. A wife don't make that kind of mistake. Allah mustn't make that happen to them. But if they make a small mistake, they can remind us, because you know what, you can, when you give a wife the whole world, and one thing you don't give us is you give nothing. That's what they expect from them. But you mustn't become with the wives too. You remind them that, you know what, one mistake you made, that no, you did this. You committed that crime. You committed this crime. You did remind them. Here the crime was not severe than this crime. But he never uttered the word. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a Jannati. So this kind of quality have to come in us. That is what you call, when you say by a sheikh, the quality must come into you that you must not get hurt for anything. If he did not get hurt for that, which is so severe, then what? How much can we get hurt for what?
There's nothing you can hurt about. If someone have to slam you to, someone have to tell you something to, it cannot be worse than that. Yet this person did not say a word. Then how much was also over the person? The farmaya ke be-raddati dunya, that moment you got into your company of the shaykh, had they now got the inclination towards akhirat more, was still the dunya. Dunya ke tar be-raddati shok ke saath aate rehte. Agar che zahir mein badshah hai, magar dil mein dunya ki taraf se nahi. You can be a king, but your heart is not with the dunya. You can be a king, but your heart will not be with the dunya. If your heart is away from Allah, from the dunya, then you got everything. You can have everything on the basis. Ye jo maqsad hai nahi ki dunya ki koi cheez na rakhe ya koi cheez na rahe. It does not mean you will not have dunya things. You can have all the dunya things in the world. But it must not be inside your heart. It must be outside your heart. To that extent. And that meaning of zuhd is ye asal tariq sunnat. Asal tariq, that is called sunnat. Allah Ta'ala gave you, use it. Allah Ta'ala gave you, use it. But you make shukr, don't have pride. All those things you use but not have pride. They were not something that the pride must come to you. Make good use of everything, but pride will not. Dil mein rakhe hue nahi, ye mana hai zuhd ki. You don't keep in your heart anything of that. Khuda na kare, if you lost something, khalas. Khuda na kare, you lost something, khalas. You break the whole roof come down. No effect. Bahut achcha. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. No effect in that. One is tariq-e-dunya is one matruk-dunya. Tariq-e-dunya means a person got the dunya but he leave the dunya. And one is matruk-dunya, that we don't talk about because that's about nothing, what you do about. A person got nothing in him, you can't talk anything about him. But the person got dunya in him, but he still leave the dunya, that's kamal. The person got nothing, what kamal is got in him. So he says, asal tarikh dunya hona ke matruk dunya hona nahi. Yani ke dunya ke saman jo dunya khela jaye, khana ke haqiqat mein dunya nahi hai. You got all the material of the world in by you, but you still do not keep it so close to you. To that extent, you become obsessed. Become obsessed. It must not affect you. For example, give your time. You want a torn pajama, or torn pajama. By mistake, you know what, it's so on, torn, the vest is torn now. You mustn't take it out, you must wear it. You mustn't take it out, you must wear it. Why must you do that? What the people say. What the people say. In your heart is what Allah says, not what people say. It's no more what people say, that is the quality you have to have in you at all times. When you're wearing your clothing too, you know what I mean, you're wearing your clothing according to them, make it one, not, mustn't be one long, one short, you know. Everything accordingly, everything accordingly. But one mark came, what the people say. Since when your heart went to other people, why what people will say? That means everything you must do for only one. Salute teaching you one thing, everything you do for one. For no one else. Halanki haqeeqat ye duniya nahi hai. So in other words, is it jab uske paas hai nahi to uspe chal. Dil mein uske koi waqt nahi hai. There's no value in his heart for that thing. There's no value in the heart. In other words, value means this much, that don't be ungrateful. Value means that you have so much become part of your heart. No. If something happened to it, khalas. A person got a very expensive car. Someone just lean against you, say, what happened here? Mustn't be that. It mustn't be that person in a small scratch, khalas. It was not effective that kind. Koi waqt asbab aa gaya hai is samay, but we are using it. These are all using things. Musabbab al-asbab. Allah Ta'ala gives you means, but your heart is the one who gave the means. Allah Ta'ala give you something, you use the means, but your heart is towards the one who gave you the means. You don't take your heart off from the one who gave you the means. The moment you put your heart towards the one who gave you the means, that means remember something, whatever day happens after that when you lose something, because you have trust on the means and not the one who gave it, you become completely despondent. Whether is looting taking place, whether booting taking place, anything taking place. If you have your heart towards Musabbab al-Asbab and not the one who's the one Allah, and if these are the means, if you have means on you, then you must know something, they become completely mean. So more important is that your heart must be with, as he said, the moment you put your heart towards those things that in the Musabbab, that's the means, that I'm the cause of, that's the cause of it. This is my means, this is a material thing, that means this is the actual thing. Now I did all the hard work. I did that, all the hard work. And now when you lose it, you begin to think about it. I did all the hard work. Because of my hard work now, you know, listen, I lost all this thing. What will happen to me now? I lost everything. What will happen to me? I did the hard work. What do you mean you did the hard work? If Allah does not give you the measurable means, you will not have done it. You can't do it. But if you think to yourself, so the Vyat mein gham ki taraf nahi la raha, to maa zaya ho kar magar gham ko lekar nahi bete. Even if you lost all the goods too, he won't sit down with that thing. He will not sit with that at all. But the person begins to think, I did everything, I'm doing everything, my effort, my this and that, they say, what happened? ऐसा नहीं हुआ कर अपनी तरफ से उम्मीद रखने की थी सूरत ना उम्मीद की यू हैव सो मच होप फ्रॉम योरसेल्फ इन द एंड यू हैव टू लूज होप दैट्स व्हाई दे से लूज ऑल होप विद अदर्स एंड हैव होप ऑन योर ओन अल्लाह ताला किसी पर उम्मीद मत रखो सिवा खुदा की तरफ जी यू एंड आई एम गोइंग टू दैट फ्रेंड टू आस्क फॉर अ लोन ही इज माई ओल्ड फ्रेंड मैन डोंट यू नो टेल मी नो No, you go to the wife would say, don't go and ask him, you know, but let me tell you that. What you're talking? He's my old friend, he'll never tell me no. You went to that umid. He said, you know what happens to you. He said, you want your son to get married, that friend of mine, you know, he's so close to me, he'll never tell me no for his daughter. You go there with this strength and all, with a strong feeling that he'll never tell you no. You know, say, I'm sorry. You're sorry, what happens? This is what my husband should tell us. My husband Mawlana Shaykh Mongoi Rahmatullah, kisi par ummeed mat rakho. Do not have this in your heart to have any kind of hope to God. Likewise, you have that hope on your material things. The material thing also you had hope on that. And when you lost your hope on the material got lost, what happened? But if you had hopes on ummeed on Allah, Allah, you are the. It happened, you give me something better than that. You submit it? So these are the things which have been taught. Ummeed. Aisa. Aisa nahi ki apne taraf se ummeed rehne ki thi aur surat na ummeed ki aagayi. Do not have that any time in your heart that ummeed on anyone. On any means to. Isi se jalat niklata hai. Isi tarah jab bedari par naaz na karte. Likewise, you mustn't think that you wake up every night, you're making ibadah because of tahajjud and all. Because a man wakes up with tahajjud every day, eating every day, you know, because naaz aagayi. Don't have ummeed on that too. Not ummeed on that. Wallahu yuqaddiru layla wa nahar. Allah Ta'ala is the control of the heart in day and night. Man begin to think, you know, I'm making zakah, I'm waking up every day for tahajjud namaz. Now 1 year went past. In this one tahajjud namaz. Khalas. The moment he said, I did not make one tahajjud namaz, may kuch ho. Waiting for Jibreel is going to come now. I'm someone. Oh, I did not miss one takbir ulad. The moment you begin to think like this, this is what you call it. Bedari par naaz nahi karte. The moment he wakes up of the tahajjud namaz all years, but apni kotai par tasawwur khayal aata. The moment he wakes up at night to make the tahajjud namaz, but day after too, he doesn't feel nothing about it. Ya Allah, I read my namaz, but I know it's not according to expectation. Oh Allah, forgive me. But I give it, I may shukar Allah, you give me tawfiq to read that namaz, but not according to how you want it. Any namaz that you read, you must never think like, Ya Allah, I read according to your expectation. Well, I did not do it, Allah. I only thank you that you gave me tawfiq to do it. I may shukar Allah. But oh Allah, forgive me. Our namaz is also the act of forgiveness. Malum hua ki ibadat ke baad istighfar chahiye. Ibadat ke baad. Remember one thing, any ibadat, whether it be Quran Sharif, whether it be nafil namaz, any namaz read, ibadat ke baad bhi istighfar chahiye. Oh Allah, forgive. If a person begins to think like that, oh Allah, forgive me, and it is not according to how you wanted it, but I thank you that you gave me coffee to do it, it's in there, aajizi aage, humility ke. Humility ke. Jab ye to phir Allah mafadna, Allah mafadna, maasiyat ke baad istighfar na ho. If a person left the hadith, can you say that in your ibadat you have to make istighfar, when you commit in sin, you must not make istighfar. You must not make istighfar. More important to make istighfar that. More important to make istighfar that. Mere bande. Guna ho jane ke baad toba nadamat na hone ke ye kya mana? What's the meaning of the thing after you make guna, commit a sin, you don't make toba to? What's the meaning of that? What are you trying to say? That person is very, very fortunate who after committing a sin makes toba straight away. Toba does not mean with the tongue, toba means I regret. Sometimes even you do not even tear, but your heart is tearing. That is. Nadamat na hone ke kya? Dekho ibadat ke baad kisi achhi meri bande hai. How Allah has given you a banda? Kis darje ke aap diye the? Look at that banda that after he doing the ibadat, he got so much of humility in him. Abdiyat means humility. Abdiyat means, oh Allah, maine kuch nahi kiya. I always mention this one incident of a buzruk. In one rakat, he had one Quran, and another rakat, he had another Quran. Oh Allah, maine kuch nahi kiya. This is what is what. The way we make our namaz is to. Is tarah ibadat mein lage aur phir istighfar karne lage. Is tarah, you make so much ibadat too, but then making istighfar. Ya Allah, I did not do it. I did not according to your expectation. Allah forgive me. This is what you call humility. That person who got this quality in him, he won't think higher mighty of himself. He won't think higher mighty of himself. But he fear, it mustn't be that I not accept. اپنے عمل پر نظر نہیں اپنے عمل پر نظر نہیں حضرت بھی بات ہے اپنے عمل پر do not any time put your nazar or your sight on your action do not at any time put your sight on the action توفیق پر شکر کر oh Allah you give me توفیق but حضرت is trying to tell us don't ever think that you are doing it Allah gave the توفیق to you میں شکر کوتاہی پر نظر پھر استغفار no Kotaya. There's so much of defect in my ibadat. Istighfar. In Gila. Kaise achhe bande hai? Allah Ta'ala says, kaise achhe bande hai? Look at my banda. How nice he is. After he's making ibadat too. But he still feels Allah Ta'ala is not doing it. You understand? And remember one thing. عبادت کے سلسلے میں حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ one person wrote to him, حضرت says, عبادت کے سلسلے میں مجھ سے عبادت کا کام نہیں ہوتی. One person wrote حضرت تھانوی, I'm making عبادت, but I cannot make my عبادت perfect. My عبادت not to be perfect. Listen to me very carefully. He wrote to حضرت تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ, that I'm making عبادت, but not being perfect. You know how we got this habit? He did namaz. He not became perfect. Yeah. Today I read namaz. Today I read namaz. That person who said today you read namaz, he must cry the whole day. So that was not the namaz. Today he says, he told Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Wala ne likha ke jis din apni ibadat par kamil hone ka takhayyur ho, us din wo matam ka hai. The day you think to yourself that today I make ibadat, that day to mourn. The day two. Can you fulfill Allah's command in the way He wants it? Can you make namaz in the way He wants to make namaz? Can you even do that? So how come it got in your heart that today is today? But that namaz, I'll give you my one incident before I finish. I was traveling a train. I was doing namaz. And the train taking me like this, like that, lad. I'm making namaz. I went to Hazrat namaz jagah there. Sabse achhi namaz thi. Aunty Hazrat, I'm going like this, namaz, this is sabse the best namaz like this. How you feel then? That's why when you make namaz, do not think of namaz nothing. It's something Allah. That 2 days, 4 days you're talking about, you know, broken bone, this happened, or this mind, that there you come to know how Allah will appreciate it. In the condition Allah Ta'ala keeps us, do not have ummid on anyone. Do not have ummid. Do not have ummid on your own actions. Your action must Allah known us. As it says, ke nazar khuda par honi chahiye. The nazar must be khuda. If you nazar khuda ta'ala, then you must know everything that He does for you is right. If you lost something, do this in the khair. Allah Ta'ala man kani ki tawfeeq nasib. Man khuda alhamdulillah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا ربنا آتنا من أنفسنا وصلى الله تعالى ورحمة الله وبركاته.